Today is the third Sunday of Advent, where we light the candle of joy, the pink candle, yay, or rose candle, depending on how you know that candle. We do this in recognition of how close we are to the coming birth of Christ, kind of a turning of sorts. We begin turning our attention to how joyous the mysteries of that day truly are. We begin turning towards the manger, thinking again of the light that Jesus will bring into the world. This time of year has always been full of complexity for me, and probably many of you. I didn't really dig into the meaning of the Advent wreath until I was a lay Eucharistic minister in my sending parish. I remember having a very extensive conversation with my priest at the time, one year, about the wreath, why we lit the candles in the order we did. Is there some order? The colors, what they meant. And we got to the pink one, and he told me that it represented joy. And so I had to ask what I should do if I just didn't have a whole lot of joy in my heart that time of year. I asked, was that really a problem? Should I just pretend? What did I need to do? Especially since I was going to be lighting everything. And I told him how complicated the holidays were for me, and that, of course, I find joy in the story of Christ's birth and the idea of Jesus bringing light into the world, but I also had a lot of grief and pain around the reality of what that time of year really was for me, and so many that I knew and were around and that I interacted with on a very regular basis. So he invited me, of course, to the Blue Christmas service, which quickly became one of my favorite times of season and services of that season. It allowed me to be fully present in the reality of my humanity, however messy, during a time of year when perfection and putting on a good exterior seemed to be what the outside world was expecting of me. It's one of the many reasons I love our Blue Christmas service. It helps recognize the complexities of holding joy, grief, excitement, pain, anticipation, and all of our very complicated human emotions this time of year. All the things we maybe aren't. And all the things we are this time of year too. In our gospel text for today, we encounter John, not as the Baptist, but as a witness. As the text says of John, he is a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. At the same time John is witnessing to those present, we also learn a great deal about what John isn't. He's not the light or the Messiah, nor is he worthy to untie the thong of the one who is to come sandal. I feel like that part is maybe a sermon, like series for a whole nother time. Who would be worthy to untie, right? All that kind of stuff. Again, maybe another time for a whole series. Through John's powerful witness, we hear him quote Isaiah as he says, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." And with this quote, John bears witness about the one who is to come. He helps shape the narrative of who Jesus is and Jesus's identity as Messiah. And John's gospel witness is the beginning of faith, this witness of who's to come. Bearing witness to the word of Jesus Christ is the foundation for the emergence of human faith in God. To be a witness to joy is to honor not only what we feel joy is, but also what it isn't for those we love and serve within our communities. To see someone as they are, to allow them to come as they are, and not as we wish them to be, truly is the radical welcome, which says all those things you aren't are just as important as all the things you are. You are a beloved child of God, no exceptions. This is our witness to the world. This is our active faith. It's how we show up for the people in our community by showing them they are truly loved. And we do that by showing our joy for our faith, our witness. And this can be exceptionally difficult during this time of year for so many people. Joy has many definitions. It can be connected to a deep, intimate connection to Christ, a rejoicing of the Spirit. It can be a feeling of delight or pleasure or happiness, but it can also be elusive or passing and hard to define for those who might struggle with emotions or who are experiencing grief or having a really rough time. Being human is complicated and more complex as time passes. In contemplating many of the things John was not, we can also find the message of who John was. He was a witness. So as we move into a very complex time of year for so many, how might we bear witness to a miracle that has been used as a weapon against others? How do we continue to bear witness to pain while also bearing witness to the joy present in that very same moment? So over the next week, this text is calling us not to forget all we have heard in our Advent journey thus far. We must still keep watch for the God moments around us, helping God break us open, allowing hope and peace and joy into our hearts in God's time, in ways only God can. Advent is a season of waiting, and for those of us who may still be waiting for hope and peace and joy. Today's text reminds us that sometimes the gospel witness isn't about what we have or are, but sometimes about who or what is yet to come. So as we light the third Advent candle, we continue to look towards what is to come with joyous anticipation, remembering the complexities of our humanity and where we are in this moment, not where we have yet to travel. My prayer for us this day is that we see the light of this third candle as an invitation to bear witness to the needs of our complex world, deeply listen for the needs of our community within and outside the walls of our congregation, and know that God walks alongside us always on the journey ahead. Amen.